Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
Hi, Kristen. Was it the husband, the kids, or the dog?
Yes. So, Burt Show listeners, we need you to call us up right now. 1-855-BURT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. You're going to tell us what you yelled in your home.
What the infraction was.
No, yeah. Like, you're going to say you had to yell this at somebody in your home. They were doing something they weren't supposed to be doing, and you yelled at them. You're not going to tell us who you yelled at. We are going to guess. If you yelled this statement at your husband, if you yelled this statement at your dog, or if you yelled this statement at your kids, because
sometimes there's a very fine line.
Sometimes there is no line. Right? Sometimes you yelled at all three of them at once.
All right, so let me give you the perfect example, okay? And again, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. I specifically remember saying this in my house. Stop licking the air vents.
Was that your kid or your dog?
Was it my kid or my dog?
Your kid.
It was Hollis. He had some weird thing with the air vents, you know, like on the floor.
Yeah.
It was his hiding space for like army men. He would throw those down there and I would catch him like spinning down there. Licking the air vent.
Where does it go?
I don't know.
That's what he was thinking. Where does it go?
Right.
And see, the phone lines are already lit up because there have been numerous times women have called in and the thing they had to scream in their home. And we were stumped as to whether or not she had to yell this at the husband, at the dog, or at the kid.
All right, Kristen, don't tell us which one. Just tell us what you had to scream, okay?
Oh, me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I yelled, get down from there.
Get down from there. I guess if she gave us the specific example, what was that person doing up there?
Climbing.
Just climbing. Could be a tree.
Just climbing.
Sounds like a drunk husband to me.
It sounds like a rambunctious toddler to me.
Yeah, I hope it's the husband, but I'm going to go with kid.
Kid, too, for me.
What do you have?
Yeah, it was my son.
Yeah.
How old was he at the time?
He's three.
Three. Okay, that one makes sense.
That makes total sense. That was an easy one. We're starting easy.
Mm-hmm. Christine, good morning. What was the words that came out of your mouth? We try to guess. Husband, son, or child, or animal.
You're supposed to wipe your butt first.
Okay.
You're supposed to wipe your butt first. Right. I am going to hope and pray that this is your child and not your husband.
I'm going to go with husband.
You're going to go with husband.
I hope it's your dog who you've taught how to wipe.
I'm going with husband.
It was our cat.
Your cat?
Cat.
What?
Cat. You're going to have to give us some history.
I know it wasn't the dog. We don't have dogs, but the cat. Apparently, there was poop on the carpet about a foot away from the cat box.
So why would you tell your cat to wipe its butt?
Well, it was actually my husband that said it, but he was just mad because it was on the carpet and not in the cat box.
Okay. So that was his funny way of saying, okay, gotcha.
Got it.
Relatable.
Okay.
That was a trick one.
Brooke, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, get your butthole off my face.
Get your butthole.
All right, now we playing.
Get your butthole off.
Save that forever.
That right. is what you screamed in your home, and it was either your husband, your child, or your pet. I'm going to pray it was your pet.
Abby,
get my butthole, get your butthole off my face.
For your sake, I hope it was your husband.
I'm going to go with husband, too.
Two husbands, a pet, Bert?
I'm going to go pet.
Two pets and two husbands. Who'd you yell it at?
My child.
You're all wrong.
Not where I wanted it to go.
How old was the child at the time? This could change everything.
He's three.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. You said 24.
That's a real relief. Okay, one last one here. Good morning, Lindsay. You are on the Bert Show.
Do not poop on my floor.
Do not poop on my floor.
Why is everything having to do with the back end today?
You're right. Because with grown men and dogs
and kids.
Poop and kids, it's all sort of the same thing. What are you going with?
I'm going to hope pet here.
I'm going kid.
I'm going kid.
I'm going pet.
Gotta be the two-year-old.
Yep. Yep. My son Hayden, his place to go number two was in our garage. He just wanted to go in the garage. We couldn't find Hayden. There he was. We'd open up the garage door, and there he was squatting. All right, we call it Follow-Up Thursday here. Sometimes we got storylines that we frankly just forget about. You guys email us, and you're like, hey, Bert Show, can you help us out with this one? So today, Tommy Tate Jr. said, I just wanted to get an update from a texting tutor from several months back. This lady called in and she wanted help. Her brother was about to marry the wrong person. She wanted help texting her best friend to convince her to tell her brother that she had feelings for him because he didn't believe his sister when she told him. I don't hardly remember this one at all.
I do.
Then you did a second texting tutor with the best friend to tell the brother, and his sister was telling... All of this is so confusing. I mean,
I'll do the recap. It was a double dip texting tutor. So Claire reached out to us because she didn't like her brother's girlfriend. She knew that her brother had feelings for her best friend, and her best friend confessed to crushing on her brother, right? She knew that her brother was going to be proposing soon, right? So Claire went to her brother and told him about Rachel's feelings for him, but he didn't believe her. She thought they would have regrets. We reached out to Claire's friend Rachel to convince her to tell her brother how she felt. Rachel agreed, which led to us doing another texting tutor with Rachel. Rachel reached out to the brother, who we named Ross because we're corny and friends. She told him how she felt, and the two agreed to link up.
That's right.
They hung out multiple times after confessing their mutual deep feelings for one another, but Ross mentioned he also still had feelings for his current girlfriend. He asked Rachel to give him time to figure out who he wanted to be with. Did Ross pick Rachel or not?
Who's got the email update?
I do. So they said, hey, Bert Show fam, of course, I'll give you an update. I'd be thrilled to. This is actually a Ross and Rachel that might turn out happily ever after. It didn't happen as quickly as I would have liked, but patience pays off. After Rachel confessed her feelings to my brother, he needed some time to figure out his emotions and decide what he wanted to do. It was a little frustrating waiting for him to make up his mind because the right choice was obvious to all of us. Ross finally realized that his connection with Rachel was much stronger than his relationship with the girl he was with at the time. Fortunately, their breakup wasn't full of drama because she wasn't that into my brother either. Once Ross was single, he and Rachel were together almost constantly. It was so adorable. They're honestly the cutest couple. They've been exclusively together for a while now, and things are getting pretty serious. I never thought I'd be this happy to see my brother in a relationship, but I genuinely believe that Rachel is perfect for him. They complement each other so well, and it's clear that they truly make each other happy. I'm secretly, okay, not so secretly, hoping they'll get engaged soon.
So happy ending after all.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all cool. Ended up fine.
I love it.
Nothing to see here, people. It's the Bert Show.
This is the Bert Show.